The great thinker and philosopher Edmund Burke stated the following: "All that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to abandon the political arena." And so it is, it seems, in America today. We the people seem to be withdrawn and uninvolved, failing, it seems, over and again to exercise our First Amendment rights, watching as watchmen on the walls the affairs of our country and the actions of our leaders and our rulers to the gradual ruination of democracy in America and, much more importantly, the erosion and eventual loss of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Our freedoms in so many ways are being eroded, and that will continue unless you step up, stand up, and do something, anything. I then suggest a citizen to-do list for the good of our great country. First, I call it the you factor. The you factor. You are one man, one woman, one vote. One citizen with all of the rights, privileges, and duties of even President Barack Obama. You are necessary for democracy, for America to work, every bit as much as Obama. You must exercise all of the rights and responsibilities of citizenship as a first priority. You must get involved. You must. So, my fellow Americans, examine yourself. Analyze and evaluate who you are. Understand your talents and capabilities. Understand your interests and passions. You can and you must respond to the demands of God and country. You have talent. And you have time. Time to do for America, no matter how limited or how busy you are. You do have time. There is an important role for you to play. God-given, we believe, for this great country. You must give to America of yourself, even as America has given so much to you. You, in your own way, must protect and preserve America's freedoms, and you must be the modern-day champion of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. You must take a stand even as we do. America needs you every bit as much as it needs Barack Obama, or John Boehner, or Harry Reid, or John Roberts, or anyone else in Washington who rules us. You are the power. Now more than ever, it is time for you to exercise it. So stand up. Stand up. Secondly, I urge you to think and meditate and pray. Above all, as an active American citizen, think. Think. Don't let others think for you. Analyze and evaluate. Pay attention. The lie abounds in America, everywhere, and from almost everyone, especially virtually every politician. They lie. They are politicians, as Scripture says, individuals without the truth in them. Oh, amen to that. You should think about what they say, and more importantly, what they do. Analyze and evaluate what you hear. They violate their promises every day. Examine carefully the extremes of communication. A liberal and even radical media on the far left, epitomized by MSNBC, perhaps, and the three networks, and the New York Times, and on the right, Fox News, so-called talk radio, and the Washington Times, among others. Read and listen with discretion. You must determine the truth, for the truth is not in them. There is bias everywhere. Prejudice abounds, and it triumphs only because we the people do not think. We just don't think. You must take the time to think, to analyze and evaluate the unbelievable information to which you are exposed every day. Perhaps a little bit less Facebook. And meditate. Meditate, my fellow Americans. Roll things over mentally. Digest them spiritually. Let the information settle so that the facts can appear. Meditation is a sure way to the truth. Be patient. Patient as you think, so that you can form opinions and a course of action for you based on truth and fact. And pray, my fellow Americans. We Christians are admonished to pray for our leaders. Do that. Pray for them. No matter how much you may disagree or dislike, pray for them. For there is always some possibility of good, however remote, especially if the God who granted all Americans their inalienable rights leads and directs and influences the minds and hearts of our political leaders. Think, meditate, pray. You will be a far better citizen if you do all three every single day. And thirdly, the 15-minute rule. We urge you to take a minimum of 15 minutes every day. Every day. to study the great issues of the day. Just 15 concentrated minutes will, in time, make an enormous difference in so many ways. 15 minutes. That's all. No matter how busy you are, you can do that. Spend those 15 minutes studying the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Get each basic document so readily available. There are any number of self-help books which can explain each document in layman's terms and educate you and your family in the basics of freedom. Enlist your spouse, your children, your family and friends in the 15-minute exercise. You can do so in person, and that's the best, or by telephone, or by email, or even social media, among others. Make those 15 minutes count and do them every day. They may begin as work or effort, but eventually the minutes will expand because you will become so very interested in becoming a better American citizen. And fourthly, do one thing. Just do one thing for America. Perhaps a little thing, but an important thing. Perhaps something not done by someone else. Something for America where you can make an unique contribution in accordance with your capability. He or she that is faithful in little will be faithful in much. When you approach your studied commitment to America, think small. Think small. Again, do one thing. Take on one issue which may be your passion and learn as much as you can. Study that issue, that one issue. For example, you may have a passion for pro-life. So, study Roe v. Wade and read the commentaries on this landmark decision, readily available on the internet, I might add, and the incredible effect Roe v. Wade had on America. Or you may have a great interest in religious freedom and freedom of speech. So, study the First Amendment. That's all. It takes you seconds to read it, and read as much as you can on that vital and critical First Amendment. You know, my fellow Americans, there's a reason why it's first. Do one thing and do it well. If you try to do too much, you will become overwhelmed. If you try to know everything about the general issues today, again, you become overwhelmed and incapable. No one can understand. No one can understand or respond to all of the issues of this world. No one. Certainly not you or me. Do one thing and do it right. Remember, whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Just do it with all your might. You have the ability. You don't have to compare yourself to someone else. You have the God-given ability to do something worthwhile for America. So do it. Generalists, individuals who wish to do everything, eventually quit the process. They become overwhelmed. In despair, they quit. They quit. So think small and stay the course. Follow your passions, your interests, and don't try to learn or study Americana from A to Z. It can't be done. Such a task would exhaust the greatest thinker. Do one thing for America and do it well. And fifth, engage. Do something out there, publicly. Go to work for America as time permits. Gather two or three together at your home or at coffee or at mealtime and talk, discuss, dialogue, think, and you be the initiator. Get people together with a topic to discuss. People like-minded who, like you, can grow in the nurture and understanding of an issue and bring a certain knowledge and wisdom to the discussions. Do that once weekly. That's all. You can do that. You can do it once weekly, but perhaps you should not do it more than once weekly, because then it becomes a burden. Do that kind of engagement, that kind of dialogue, for perhaps 30 minutes, or maybe 60 minutes, the length of a meal, or a lunch break, or a weekend coffee break. Is that asking too much for you to do for America? Discuss that issue. Learn, and learn more, so that you can become even more effective in that issue alone. And then call your representatives. Most, especially on the local level, they really do want to hear from you. There is far better political response and interest at the local level in you. So call them, ask questions, and state your opinions. Or write them. Any personal note is read by someone. The form letter, probably not. Form letters just simply don't make it. You, what you think and how you write are really important to them. And show up. Protest wherever necessary. Let your voice be heard. March in a group so that your opinion can be heard wherever possible. That doesn't take much time. And exercise your First Amendment right of assembly. Get together with other people. And to petition the government. And to otherwise be heard as an active American citizen. Your one voice is important. That's worth an hour a week, don't you think? And sixth, join one thing. Become a member of an active group or start your own. Join an organization or a political club. If you care for the right to keep and bear arms, for example, the Second Amendment, join a group which preserves and protects those rights, such as the NRA. If you are against abortion, find a pro-life group available locally anywhere and join. Many members of a church outside the church are organized in groups, active in movements socially and constitutionally. Join them, especially when they focus on the one political or moral thing with which you are concerned. And in that group, take one assignment, just one. Do one thing for that organization or group, just one thing. You can do that. You can't do it all, but you can do one. Do it as your capability and time allow. In other words, whatever you do, do it right and to the best of your ability, not by comparison to someone else, but the best of your ability. America needs you. And seventh, give. Give. Give something, anything. You can give time, expertise, talent, or money. In fact, why not give something of all three? You could really make impact by giving 1 hour each week to a cause, particularly if you can bring some kind of expertise to the task. Anyone can give money, and everyone should. No matter how small, it is the act of giving, the financial participation, which is so important. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where your heart is, your treasure should follow. Give. Give. No matter how small, a dollar or two or five or ten, to some worthy American cause. And eighth, stay the course. Don't quit. You must, as an American citizen, run the race and fight the fight. You must. It's your duty as a citizen. If you are truly active and if you are intent upon making a difference, you will endure criticism and rejection and negativity and difficulties. And then, in the real American, then comes the courage of the right. Your stand, your opinions, your beliefs. So stand tall. You will be energized by what you know, by what you believe, and the forces and the good peoples of the right who stand with you. The political elite have little respect for you, and they will criticize you at any time. They, our rulers, who are not really our representatives, want your support, and they want your money, and they want your vote, but they want no more of you. Give and get out of the way, so they say. But that shouldn't happen to any American citizen. Every one of us should stand up and fight the fight and never, ever quit, no matter the criticism. And when you miss something in this American week, make it up the next week. You owe it to America. Stay the course and make something really worthwhile happen. Do it. And ninth, emphasize the local, the local. Start there. Start where you live. Adopt a cause, perhaps schools and the school board. Show up, make your voice heard, and run for office if you can. Become a member of the school board. You can do that, especially if you have children. The housewife has the time to do that if she budgets that time well. Or perhaps even time permitting, become a local politician. Run for office at a local level. There are many citizens who are part-time politicians. Why not you? Become one as your capability and expertise allows. Run for something, or become active in the campaign of someone locally in whom you believe, and make sure that person whom you support believes as you do. Local is key. There are far more opportunities to be of value to America locally than nationally. He or she who is faithful in little, the local, can eventually be faithful in much. The more effective your involvement at the local level, the greater the spread of your influence to the county, the state, and even nationally. Everything begins at the local level. Nothing ever starts top-down. From the national or the international to the local, it just doesn't happen that way. You can become a force at any level if you are effective at the local level. Look around you. You know the needs in your area. You, perhaps better than anyone, you know the problems, the weaknesses. You can solve them. Get on with it. America and your local community needs you. And tenth and last, vote. Vote for everything. Vote in any election. Vote locally especially. There are so many local elections which voters ignore, like city council or commissioners or even judges. Any local political party can provide you with full information regarding all elections for which you should vote, American citizen. You should vote locally. Of course you should vote for county issues. And of course you should vote for governor and your critical state elections. And of course you should vote for federal candidates, for president, for senate, for house, and even special referendums. But you know, it is truly amazing how many Americans did not vote for all of the wrong reasons in the 2012 presidential election. In fact, the shocking statistic is that as many as 50% of the eligible voters did not vote. What a pathetic neglect and dereliction of the duty of American citizenship. So vote, my fellow Americans, every chance you get. And then get others to vote. Get out the vote. Help other people vote. Motivate people to vote on their own. And perhaps offer to help the disabled and seniors. Help them vote. Exercise the greatest franchise any American citizen could ever have, the vote. You are absolutely necessary to the success and survival of America. Do something. If every American citizen would follow this 10-step to-do list, America would change from the grassroots up in 1 4-year election period. You can start the process. You can make things happen if you only will. Start with a mere 15 minutes daily. Dedicate those 15 minutes to the America which has done so much for you. Resolve to do your duty and make America better any way you can. So let me summarize the American citizen to-do list. First, you, an educated, involved you, are necessary. Secondly, every day, think, meditate, and pray. Thirdly, the 15-minute daily rule. Do something for America for 15 concentrated quality minutes every day. Fourth, do one political thing and do it well. Fifth, do other things as time permits. Sixth, join and participate in the right organizations which stress your values and beliefs. Seventh, give. Give time, effort, and money. Eighth, don't quit. Don't quit. Ninth, stay local first. 10th, vote. Vote. If you do these 10 things, you will become a far better American citizen, and so will everyone else you influence, including and especially your family. The America you love cannot survive without you.